Epilogue. Holden. Holden started the replay again. The wall screen in the Rocinante's galley was too small to really catch all the details of the high-resolution imagery the Celestine had taken. But Holden couldn't stop watching it no matter what room he was in. An ignored cup of coffee cooled on the table in front of him next to the sandwich he hadn't eaten. Venus flashed with light in an intricate pattern. The heavy cloud cover swirled as though caught in a planet-wide storm, and then it rose from the surface, pulling a thick contrail of Venus's atmosphere in its wake. "Come to bed," Naomi said, then leaned forward in her chair and took his hand. "Get some sleep. It's so big, and the way it swatted all those ships out of the way, effortless, like a whale swimming through a school of guppies. Can you do anything about it?" "This is the end, Naomi," Holden said, pulling his eyes away from the screen to look at her. "What if this is the end? This isn't some alien virus anymore. This thing is what the protomolecule came here to make. This is what it was going to hijack all life on the Earth to make. It could be anything. Can you do anything about it?" she repeated. Her words were harsh, but her voice was kind, and she squeezed his fingers affectionately. Holden turned back to the screen, restarting the image. A dozen ships blew away from Venus as though a massive wind had caught them and sent them spinning like leaves. The surface of the atmosphere began to roil and twist. "Okay," Naomi said, standing up. "I'm going to bed. Don't wake me when you come in. I'm exhausted." Holden nodded to her without looking away from the video feed. The massive shape folded itself into a streamlined dart, like a piece of wet cloth plucked up from the center, then flew away. The Venus it left behind looked diminished somehow, as though something vital had been stolen from it to construct the alien artifact. And here it was. After all the fighting, with human civilization left in chaos just from its presence, the protomolecule had finished the job it came billions of years before to do. Would humanity survive it? Would the protomolecule even notice them, now that it had finished its grand work? It wasn't the ending of one thing that left Holden terrified. It was the prospect of something beginning that was utterly outside the human experience. Whatever happened next, no one could be prepared for it. It scared the hell out of him. Behind him, a man cleared his throat. Holden turned reluctantly away from the image on the screen. The man stood next to the galley refrigerator, as if he'd always been there. Rumpled gray suit and dented pork pie hat. A bright blue firefly flew off his cheek, then hung in the air beside him. He waved it away like it was a gnat. His expression was one of discomfort and apology. "Hey," Detective Miller said. "We gotta talk."
The End. This has been a Sci-Fi Audio production of Caliban's War, Book 2 of The Expanse, by James S. A. Corey, narrated by Jefferson Mays, and directed by Erica Jensen. If you've enjoyed this book and this performance, Sci-Fi Audio recommends Artemis by Philip Palmer, narrated by Heather O'Neill and Robert Ian McKenzie. Artemis MacIver is a thief, a con artist, and a stone-cold killer. And she's been on a crime spree for, well, for years. The galactic government has collapsed, and the universe was hers for the taking. But when the cops finally catch up with her, they give Artemis a choice: suffer in prison for the rest of her very long life, or join a crew of criminals, murderers, and traitors on a desperate mission to save humanity against an all-consuming threat. Now, Artemis has to figure out how to be a good guy without forgetting who she really is. Recorded Books offers a wide selection of bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more. So visit us at recordedbooks.com to learn about our latest releases and special offers. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.